Lynn Stamp News writer-editor Rachel Supinger was sitting at her desk one morning recently when she got a call. Was she really selling 15 laptop computers on eBay?
No, I've never sold anything like that.
Supinger writes about and collects stamps.
I was very frightened at first because I realized that they had not only gotten into my eBay account, but they had also gotten into my personal email account. It could have been much, much worse.
The crook likely wasn't planning to deliver the computers, sticking Supinger and the bidders for thousands of dollars.
I was charged listing fees by eBay, and also my name, my real name, was included in the auction listing. And at the time that I discovered the auction, the total amount involved was more than $25,000.
Supinger had been trying to build up her reputation on eBay, that is, increase her feedback rating.
Fortunately, one of the people who bid on the auction checked out my auction history and noticed that this type of listing wasn't like anything that I had done before.
It took most of a week to straighten out her account. The hacker had not only pirated her eBay ID, but also redirected her email elsewhere. So when the online auction service tried to give her a new password, it went to the hacker, not Supinger. Her advice is to check your accounts regularly.
If you are a frequent buyer and only an occasional seller, make sure you keep an eye on your seller tab and check for any unauthorized listings, and also change your password frequently.
I'm Lloyd DeVries.